Hello, I am Ketlin, and you're listening to Sports Network, a podcast from the Youth Media Center at SLV Radio. Today, I am joined by
London,
Melanie,
Nick,
Adrian,
and Chris.
We're 8th grade students from Cornell, and we will be talking about sports. So the first question is, what sports do you guys play, and why do you play that sport?
I play basketball, soccer, and track due to me liking any sports that involve running or just being athletic and stuff.
I play basketball, football. I play those sports because, like, they're really the most athletic sports that we have in our school district, and I'm pretty athletic, if I say so myself, so that's why I play those sports.
I play volleyball and basketball because I like hitting balls.
I play volleyball because I find, like, fun in it, and it's an athletic sport.
I play volleyball, and I also do cheerleading. I do volleyball because it's a sport, like, I actually enjoy playing, and it's something that, like, I can do with my friends, and I'm just always see videos on, like, through, like, internet and social media and stuff. So I've always wanted to do it, and cheerleading is also something I've always wanted to do since I was a little girl. I think when I was younger, that was, like, one of my biggest dreams was to do cheerleading, so that's why I chose to do it. Next question is, how does sport affect your lives?
It definitely makes you more tired, and you always have something to do. Like, you don't really get, like, any off time.
It can improve, like, further skill sets later on in life, including, like, having to learn responsibilities, keeping track of time, giving more effort into things in life, including, like, especially people who, like, don't know what they want to do with their life. Doing sports can really help out in deciding that.
I think that by joining sports, it can help your physique, and it can also help you learn teamwork and respect with others.
Yeah, I agree.
Does anybody in your family play sports, and is that why you joined? And if not, like, did they help you get practice in that sport?
Yeah, actually, my older brother also played basketball and football, and whenever I was learning to play basketball, he was really a main part of my help and where I became and, you know, my achievements while playing basketball. And he also got me into football, which I would have never thought I would have played earlier. But, you know, he's really inspired me since he's really, like, he's my role model, and I really look up to everything he does, so it's really helped me my sports journey.
In the three sports that I've played, being track, soccer, and basketball, nobody's really taught me for track nor basketball since I had to learn on my own. But for soccer, I got influenced by my dad since he played as a goalkeeper and defender, which is why I like to play defense in soccer, and I want to keep on going to be better.
My older brother played basketball and football, but I don't play football, and he taught me with basketball.
My older brother plays football, basketball, and he used to play volleyball. He taught me a lot in volleyball, like, on how to, like, serve and spike.
My parents, they never taught me anything, so I had to, like, learn it myself and, like, with the help of my friends and stuff. However, I do want to get into soccer, and my dad, he's a big soccer fan, and he, like, knows everything about soccer. He watches the soccer matches, like, every Sunday and, like, weekdays when there's a match, so he has a lot of knowledge in soccer, which is why I would like to play. Our next question is, what is one thing that gets you guys through a game? Like, what mindset do you have to get through a game?
I feel like you have to be really positive. Even if you, like, are having a bad day, you have to put it aside for later because it definitely affects how you play.
Well, what gets me through a game is having confidence, you know, knowing I'm the best on the court. You know, that really helps out, especially whenever I try to make my team win. You can have a bad mindset and expect to win a lot. So.
I think that mentality is key in any sport. You should always think positive that it's just a sport and that out of the game, nothing will really matter. Whether if you make one single mistake or help win, it's still going to be a game at the end of the day.
Yes, Coach Mike really taught us, right? Always have confidence and try your hardest and never try to get down on yourself.
And have heart. Coach Mike is our middle school basketball coach, and our last year, our 7th grade team went 16-0, which was one of Cornell's records, actually. So we really, like, been inspired by him and how he's helped us along the way.
Having really good coaching is another, and when, like, people in the bleachers just saying, well, a bunch of stuff that is really negative, just ignore it.
I think that definitely does play a big part. Like, you have to, like, ignore what people say.
I agree.
And, like, it's just a sport at the end of the day. You'll be fine if you lose. You can't win everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That sounds real truthful.
Coach Lily, she's one of our volleyball coaches.
What she does is every single time where, like, the score is, like, not looking really good, like, she'll call a timeout and she'll just tell us, don't worry about the score. It literally does not matter. Like, this game is just practice for us. Because, of course, we're not going to be, like, professional volleyball. We're just middle school. So she just tells us to, like, always ignore the scoreboard and just do your own thing and just play your best. Because as long as you played your best, she's happy and that practice is there to work on our mistakes. So she's always tells us that, which, like, I feel like also really helps us. Because, like, especially speaking for myself, whenever, like, you always get distracted by the scoreboard where you're like, oh, I'm not doing this good enough. I'm not doing this. I'm not doing that. And then she's just always there to, like, tell you that you're doing perfectly fine and that everything is going to be okay.
Also, Coach Dawson, who's our high school football coach.
We also have Coach B, which is our football and basketball coach. He's been there for a really long time, and I think he's one of the best coaches we had in a while.
I'd say he's the high school football coach and disciplinary, like, advisor, too, which, like, he really helps keeps things in check. And he really does my family a lot. He also helps me go through a lot of stuff, especially, like, when I got into football first.
Our next question is, what do you think you can do better?
Practice more. I think what I could do better is definitely practice more and, like, keep my head up.
Do you have, like, a specific areas you're, like, going to practice more, like serving, passing, setting?
Setting and serving.
Serving is one of my most things I need to work on. Especially overhand.
I think one thing I need to work on is probably working on not thinking of just one single mistake, because even though I think I shouldn't, it's still one of the things that brings me down when I play sports.
I feel like all of us need to work on confidence, like, to really be a team and function together with all of our people.
I definitely agree. Like, any sports, like, team, everyone tries to belittle everybody. We need to work on that.
Yeah, we need a little of everybody contributing.
Yeah. All working together, not just it being one person.
Yeah. Or just, like, team. Like, mid-game, just, like, arguing, maybe, like, actually work together instead of just arguing with each other.
Yeah, like, giving each other, like, compliments and, like, what we did good. And how to fix what we did bad.
Yeah.
Good shot, Nick.
Without being disrespectful.
Good or motivation.
Like, well, listeners, that's all the time we have for today. Caitlin, and I'm here with...
London.
Melanie.
Nick.
Adrian.
And Chris.
And thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye. Bye.